The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Colby Calais to start things off this morning with Gold Mine. And that's a great whistling job. Yeah. I don't know if that's her, but it's hard to whistle that
into a
good.
Microphone.
Yes.
Yeah, at all.
And do it really well.
Yeah. I wish I could whistle like that.
Otherwise, you get a lot of
yeah,
stuff.
All pops. And
yeah, it's not good.
No.
Few people can do it, but whoever it is, I don't know if that's her or not, but
I'm going to guess it is.
Let's say it's her.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's give her some credit.
All that matters is the artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, happy Tuesday morning. Classes here at Gulf Coast State College, just, man, they're getting close.
Next Monday.
Producer Brandon, you look like they've started today.
Sort of, you look like
you just maybe are fretting at all.
A little bit.
Did you sleep here last night?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Did you sleep on a park bench?
No, but I did take a nap in the first floor of the ATC this morning.
Okay. You look a little bleary-eyed, a little tired.
It was a little late night.
He was studying.
Yeah.
It was like pre-study.
Pre-study.
That's commitment.
That is really good. Way to go, buddy. How many chapters did you get through?
I can't remember. It was late.
I think he might be not telling the truth.
Hey, I'm not going to call him out on it.
But classes here at Gulf Coast State College do get underway next Monday, believe it or not. Registration is still open. In fact, it's open until next Friday. So if you have not yet decided to join a class or two or five, however many you can take.
When does ad drop happen?
It starts, well...
It happened.
It
like
happens
last
now.
Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess technically you can drop ad. Period begins on Monday when classes start, but it ends on Friday. We got to close up those classes at some point.
Yeah.
Can't have people waltzing in halfway through the semester.
And if you happen to register for classes right now, fees are due when you register.
Yes, they are. Otherwise, by the end of the day, they will kick you out of that class.
Yep.
So you've got to pay those dues right away. The campus is open today. We were closed technically yesterday, even though the campus was full of everybody who works here.
Yeah.
But we are open today, so feel free to stop by the campus of Gulf Coast State College, and you can be a part of radio, digital media, culinary, visual and performing arts, health sciences, whatever.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of goodies. Visit our website, wkgc.org. That's us here. Or the college's website, gulfcoast.edu. We have a special guest in the studio we'll talk to in just a moment. In the meantime, let's play a little music, and we've got a break coming up as well. It's a little Johnny Nash. I can see clearly now. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Katrina and the Waves on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, walking on sunshine. And it is, we're in the throes of summer here, but I was looking at the weather last night. I did not see any 90s coming up in the next several days.
I feel like you didn't look hard enough.
You don't think so?
Because it feels like it.
It does. Okay, it does feel stinking hot, like you're walking not on in sunshine, but on the sun. But at least that it's not supposed to be hot.
I'm
optimistic.
The middle of August.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm optimistic. Where were you guys at yesterday when the rain like let loose?
I was actually driving on 23rd Street.
Yeah.
So there
through
was...
the car wash.
Yes.
Pretty much is what it was like.
Yeah.
Where were you at, Caleb?
I was at home, you know, in the middle of the woods, hoping trees didn't fall on my house through the lightning storm.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I went from Winn-Dixie to home, which is not that far away. And between the two places, it was like driving through a car wash.
Oh, I had to call for the first time ever since being a trained spotter. I had to call the National Weather Service because there was some bad flooding at the...
Everywhere?
Well, especially bad at the 23rd and 77 intersection.
Yeah.
It was... There was one car that was stalled.
I saw a yacht going by on there. It was a lot of rain in a short period of time.
Yeah, break out your kayaks.
Exactly. And a great lightning show. I mean, there was lightning everywhere. It was really, really nice. I like that stuff. What can I say? It is 9:21. We'll get a weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We have a special guest in the studio. I brought a friend with me.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Hello, Kinsley. Yeah. How old are you?
7.
Thank you. I'm asking, although I know. What grade are you going in tomorrow?
2nd.
Are you excited?
No.
How many books have you read this summer?
17.
You're working on 17?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's more than I read all of the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah. And these are chapter books. Like, these are real books.
Yeah, all I read was textbooks, and I barely read those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, these are much better. What are you reading right now, kid?
The second Harry Potter book.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
She's a natural, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good. What's your favorite song?
Happy.
You like Happy? Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? I happen to have Happy right here, all queued up, ready for you. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Are you going to dance to it?
No.
You want Brandon and Caleb to dance to it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll make them do that. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, Rob Thomas, along with some help there from Santana, and that's smooth. It's 9:36. You're listening to your local public radio station, the only one in HD. And we've got... Well, it's a guy's day, with the exception of this cute little thing down here at the end of the table. Well, she laughs. So, why don't you tell everyone, what have you been doing all summer long?
Playing.
Playing what?
With my friend.
Yeah? What do you guys do?
Play in her house.
Just, like, girl stuff?
We went to a movie together.
That's right, you did. What'd you see?
Christopher Robin.
Was it good?
I've already watched it with you.
Okay, well, I know that, but you neglected to tell everybody that I took you first. Mom and Dad. Wasn't it fun?
Yeah.
It was more fun with us, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, seriously. No respect. It starts early.
Hey.
We had more popcorn.
I bought you popcorn.
No.
Yes.
I forgot the money at the house, so I never did get any.
I bought you popcorn, though.
Oh?
Yes. Yeah.
No, with Maddie.
I understand. I'm arguing on air with my kid. This is good radio. You know that, right? Moms everywhere going, oh, that's cute. No?
Hey, okay. I can't speak for mothers.
You can't speak for college guys. All right. We do have a vinyl play of the day, and this one goes back to 1995. And the cover's white. You can't tell what it is, can you?
All I get is epic dance.
Yes. This is, it was a huge, huge thing because this came out, like I said, May of 1995, in the midst of kind of a scandal with this artist who was plagued by them from this point forward. This artist was channeling his frustration. Whether warranted or not, was channeling his frustration against the tabloid media and their coverage of a child sexual abuse accusations made against him.
Is it Boy George or Michael Jackson?
Yeah, this is Michael Jackson. And he did this song with his sister, Janet Jackson. This is Scream. This actually came from our vinyl library in the WKGC vault. I found this one, and I was like, oh, we got to keep this one. We're going back to 1995. This is Michael Jackson and Scream. Your vinyl play of the day on 90.7 WKGC.
Down. I got to get up. 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 I got to
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Michael Jackson with our vinyl play of the day. It is 9:42. We were talking about this off air, and it's a piece of advice for you guys. Don't lie about your college credentials.
Yeah.
It'll get you in trouble. State House candidate here in our very own state of Florida. It's nothing to be proud about. It's down in the 73rd District. It's farther south. Her name is Melissa Howard, and she lied about her bachelor's degree. She didn't get one.
It takes 4 years. And sometimes longer, in my
sometimes
case.
Longer. Hey, sometimes no one's shorter. Judging. That's right. No one's judging.
I'm judging.
It took me longer, too.
You know, it's something. It denotes the time you spent and the effort you put in. And it's something to be proud of, but only so long as you actually get it.
Yeah. She's staying in the race, though.
And she's going to set an example.
She is going to, now on, she's going to be honest. How many politicians have we heard say that? She was in a picture with a diploma, and that's how she got nabbed this fake diploma, because it was from Miami University, which is in Ohio, believe it or not. There's a Miami in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how are you going to? Oh.
Yeah. And one of their spokesmen said, well, that's not an accurate looking diploma because we actually don't offer that degree. And we've never offered that degree. Oops. Yeah. So don't do that. But Melissa Howard running for office as a Republican. Shame, shame, shame. Everybody now knows your name. You know what they say, though? All publicity is good publicity, right?
Yeah. It's
you might as well just go into office as a liar. I mean, why wait till you get into office to lie?
At least, you know, they'll know who you are.
Exactly. You're being honest, sort of, about your lying.
Yeah.
You're straightforward liar. Why not? Okay. So, but school gets started here in Bay County. For the kiddos, starting tomorrow. So you know what that means, don't you?
No.
Traffic is going to be nuts.
It's already been, but it's going
to
be worse.
It's going to be worse. You're going to have the school buses, and they're going to be trying to run on time, and it's going to be, things are going to happen. It's going to be, there's always something that happens. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean tragic necessarily, but bad in that, you know, a bus is going to miss somebody, or it's going to be late, or all of those things.
It's always going to be an inconvenience.
Bus breaks down, they have to get a new bus, which means the bus is running late.
Yeah.
And it's very important to know when to stop for a bus.
Yeah.
If the highway is not physically divided, like 23rd Street,
right,
you got to stop both ways if a bus comes to a stop.
Absolutely.
Because if not, you know, it endangers the children and you will get
a
hefty
nabbed.
Ticket.
Yes. Speaking of tickets, don't speed through a school zone either.
No.
Not that I'm speaking from, you know, experience, but they will get you.
We're not going to ask if you're speaking from experience.
So watch out for the kiddos. I mean, they're going to be everywhere. Traffic is going to be big. You've got a lot of like I'll be dropping the kiddo off and we'll be walking into school. There's going to be a lot more parents out, at least for the first few days of school. So be cognizant of that.
And in the mornings too, because I used to ride the bus.
Oh yeah.
And it was like dark out sometimes when I'd have to go out and wait for the bus, especially in like areas where it's early morning or if it's that time change where it's dark. Watch out because there might be kids on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I know I stood on the side of 390 when I was in high school. So that was always fun.
Playing Frogger. No, be careful. You know, watch out for the kids' traffic. Give yourself a little extra time to get from point A to point B because there is going to be a lot of traffic as school gets started. And it's good stuff. So we're excited at our household to get everybody off to school.
Yeah, you finally get a break during the day.
Well, yeah. A little bit. You know, I can go home and take my nap now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been able to do that all summer. It's made me grumpy. No, it hasn't. I found other places to nap. What can I say? You all just staring at me. What's the deal?
Hey,
it's Tuesday.
My job is to not ask questions where you nap.
I can understand the naps.
You think so? Yeah. She says I was just taking a nap the other day. I think she's...
Because I was with Maddie. Remember when Maddie came in our house?
I was trying to take a nap. Yeah, I was.
Keyword is try.
I was trying to take a nap. All right, we have a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we've got some music from Live coming up. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Live and Lightning Crashes. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. Which two of you guys is taking over at 10?
Why not both?
Nose goes.
Okay. You can do paper, rock, scissors for as much as I care. I don't care. Kinsley's not. She's not licensed to be on the air yet.
Yeah, you have to be licensed, don't you?
Something over 7, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a real requirement?
Well, I think she should at least know how to run the computer.
We let Brandon do it.
But he's had a little more practice. I mean, not much, but I mean, he's had a little more practice. We are coming up on 10 o'clock. Plenty more music coming your way as we bring together all of your favorite stuff from the 70s, 80s, and whenever. If you're taking over, you got some vinyl back there, right?
We got plenty of stuff.
You got plenty of vinyl to play? Excellent. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow morning, and I don't think we have a guest tomorrow morning. We might be guestless.
I think
I'm going to double check that.
Brandon and I will be with Tori.
Oh, we do have a guest tomorrow. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Oh, no.
Ian Satter from the Department of Transportation is going to be here.
And we're going to be stuck
on a scavenger hunt.
On a scavenger hunt while he's talking about how the roads are working.
Why is my buttons aren't buttoning?
Well, that's...
That's unfortunate.
That's a condition you can get looked at.
That's... There we go.
There we go.
There we go. That's what I was going for. Yeah, so you guys are doing the little scavenger hunt. Good luck with that.
I'm on the clock, so whatever.
No, that... I like it. An hourly employee. Perfect. No, Ian Satter will be in tomorrow morning. We're going to talk with him about all of the... you know, roadblocks that he's causing quite literally throughout Bay County. So it'll be interesting. It's always interesting to have him on. We're going to go up to the 10 o'clock hour, and we're going to do so with a little bit of music from the Eagles. This is Heartache Tonight on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.